the first day of April at Pumpkin Center.
Well, sure, it was the first day of April downtown at Pumpkin Center, and I never seen so many darn fools in all my life. It looked like the whole village had went crazy. Well, I went over to see old Jim Down. He'd been owing me some money, and I calculated I'd call him down. I said to his hired girl, "I want to see Down." She said, "Well, what are you looking up for when you want to see Down?" I said, "Now, looky here. I come over to look up Down." She said, "Well, you can't look up Down without being cross-eyed, can you?" I said, "Now, looky here. I want to see Down." She said, "Well, Down ain't up, but when he gets up, he'll be down." Well, just then Mrs. Down come in. She said Down had gone downtown. If I'd go downtown, most likely I'd see Down. If I didn't see Down, why, I should look up Down some other day when Down was down. Then she shut the door and hung out a sign, and on it was April Fool. Well, I was a right darn mad. If I'd have bit myself, I'd have had hydrophobia. Well, I started humming just as I got in front of every Austin store. There was old Deacon Witherspoon's plug hat on the sidewalk, and I hauled off and kicked it, and it had a stone in it, and I mighty nigh broke my foot, and every Austin stuck his head out the door and hollered, "April Fool." Well, I was just going to tell Ezra what I thought of him when I put my hand on the wire fence and I got a shock, and I turned about four somersets, and there was Rube Hendricks kicking his head around the corner and hollering, "April Fool." Just then Jim Lawson come up. He said, "Uncle Joyce, I've been looking all over town for you. There's a tramp hung himself in my barn, and you being coroner, I want you to come and cut him down." Well, I went down there and cut him down, and I was just swearing in a jury when that fella got up and pulled off a lot of false whiskers, and it was Lige Willett, and he said, "April Fool." Well, Jim Lawson got to laughing so he swallowed his tobacco and some mighty nice choking, and I hope right then he would. Well, just then Cy Bettingill come up all out of breath. He said, "Hurry up, everybody. Hank Weaver's having a fit right in front of the bus office." Well, we went down there and got Hank and carried him into my house, and Nancy and me worked over him to get him to come to, and I poured whiskey down his throat, good whiskey, and it went down darn easy, too. Well, after I poured about a pint down him, he stood up and winked at me and said, "April Fool." Well, just then old Jim Down come along, handed me an envelope, said it had my money in it, and I give him a receipt that as he was going down the road, I opened it, and it had a lot of old waste paper in it and a card, and on it said, "April Fool."